What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And a good morning to you. It's the Jackie Cade Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Appreciate you getting in with us early today. I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans studio. With Rocket Mortgage, they're going to hang out with you every step of the way. They're going to provide you with a seamless mortgage experience. Hopefully, we're going to have a good time today. Graceffo's running the show today, so James will be in charge. Anthony, as you heard, doing the updates today very, very adeptly. Killing it. Matthew's going to keep us on the air. We're going to push all the right buttons. And if your franchise stays with us, your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate plays the show as many hours as they can. We appreciate them. But if they decide to cut away for some reason, let's say there's a hunting and fishing show or something like that they've just got to cut away for, you can go to SiriusXM 206. You can use the CBS Sports app, CBSSportsRadio.com. If you want to listen that way, you got plenty of ways to join us here on the show. So as we begin this morning, I guess a little bored with the NBA playoffs. And you're never supposed to be bored with the ultimate event. You're not supposed to be building up to something all year long and then completely let down. I would describe this as some of you on Twitter that I see reacting to this final season of Game of Thrones, which no, I do not watch, and no, we will not be breaking down today. Many of my sports radio brethren pick out these niche shows and then decide we're going to do like full segments on them, breaking down what happened on Game of Thrones. And then it was Breaking Bad before that, and it was Sopranos before that. I would just tell you, just for conversation's sake, that there were over, Graceffo, do some math in your head. What is 7 times 24?
A lot,
168.
That's, you did that in your head?
Yeah.
I'm just did in my head. That's great.
Okay, there
I
were
can't do that.
Very good. I took off my shoes to do it. There were over 168 episodes of The Big Bang Theory, which ended this week on CBS, that got more viewers than any single episode of Game of Thrones in the United States. So I just would say we're not going to break down episodes of The Big Bang Theory. We're not going to break down Game of Thrones for you. But you enjoy it. If you enjoy it, enjoy it. Just don't make me enjoy it with you. I don't want to. But the Warriors were supposed to be something that I found enjoyable. The Warriors were supposed to be an enjoyable story, a dynamic story, a dominant story. And this was supposed to be something that's good for the NBA. Flat out, it's not. It's not. It isn't good when everybody else appears to be playing for second place. And what the Warriors are doing now is a dismantling. But what they're doing is getting back to their roots, which to me is the exciting story and about the only thing drawing me in right now in the Golden State Warriors. I can appreciate their greatness. Anybody who enjoys the game of basketball can appreciate their greatness. What I understand about them, though, is they're a better basketball team without Kevin Durant. John, that's crazy. Kevin Durant's the best player in the game. I keep hearing that. I'll see if he's the best player in the game next year when he goes to the Knicks. If he goes to the Knicks. But one thing I see is joy. I see joy. I see joy in Draymond Green's face. I see joy in Steph Curry's face, but Steph Curry is a face of joy many, many times. I think they're really enjoying winning without Kevin Durant. And I'm not saying that they dislike Kevin Durant. I'm not telling you that there's some negative energy between Durant and the other stars in the team. But I really believe guys like Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and Draymond Green are probably saying, you know what? We were great before Durant got here. And we can show you all again that we'll be great again. And we can be great without him. And it's one of the reasons why the Warriors have to move on from Kevin Durant. Spectacular player. Awesome player. But they don't need Kevin Durant to win. And they do not need Kevin Durant to win an NBA championship. And yes, that might mean you think I'm continuing to doubt the Milwaukee Bucks. I will raise my hand now. I have been completely wrong on the Milwaukee Bucks. I told you the Boston Celtics were going to win in six. Told you I doubted them. I was completely wrong on them. And I've been very impressed what I've seen out of Milwaukee. But for the Golden State Warriors, they show you again, I think there's a joy in winning without Durant. I think there's an energy in playing without Durant. And if you disagree with the take, that's awesome. You're more than entitled to do so. But the Golden State Warriors brand of basketball is so much more entertaining without Kevin Durant. They're a more fun team to watch. They're more must-see TV. And what it did was Kevin Durant's injury gave everybody the air of vulnerability. It was this illusion that somehow the Warriors were vulnerable. I heard Zach Gelb earlier going, well, these people questioning the Warriors. I'm like, what are they questioning the Warriors? I didn't hear anybody questioning the Warriors. I had to go back and look. Every expert, for the most part, every expert picking the Warriors to beat the Trailblazers. I didn't see anybody doubting the Warriors. Not one. Go to CBS, go to ESPN, nobody. No one was saying NBA.com. Nobody was saying the Warriors were going to be beaten. Nobody said the Warriors were vulnerable. Could they be vulnerable against Milwaukee? Absolutely. To lose a few games, I believe it. To lose 4 out of 7, I do not. And again, I've been so wrong on Milwaukee. You Milwaukee fans wake up this morning and said, there he is. Blowhard's at it again. He's going to doubt us. I underestimated you against Boston, big time. Or I overestimated Boston. Take it one of two ways. But it is so much more entertaining. Warriors are up 3-0. I can break down the game and read you the box score. I'm not going to bore you. If you cared about the game, you watched it. If you care about the storyline, is Durant's got to go. The Warriors are a better product without him, more entertaining without him. Would they be as dominant? I don't know. That's a team that won a hell of a lot of basketball games without him. And boy, have they missed a beat? Have they looked like they've even missed a beat without him? No, they haven't. Kevin Durant is a luxury item, and it's a luxury item that they do not need. When you have a lead in an event, all you have to do is not screw it up. You have a big lead. All you have to do is not screw it up. I've talked to people about, I write a lot. I write stuff like thoughts, deep thoughts that I've got, memories that I have of events, and I write and then I store them and I've got them. If someday I decided to write some sort of a book, I might. I kept journals when I was a cancer patient, and I've wondered whether I would ever put those journals into something, because I wrote about it as I was sick. I wrote about things that I was fearing, things that I was thinking and everything. I've never read them. I wrote them in hand-bound journals, and I've never gone back and read them. I don't really want to, but I've always wondered about that. But I write stuff about sports too, and I always wonder, will I use this sometime? And there is one thing that I wrote, and it's a minute 51. And a minute 51, it sounds very vague. But when the Atlanta Falcons went up 28-3 in a Super Bowl, I went back because it was the most, I think what it will forever be until the Falcons do win a Super Bowl, one of the most defining events of the town that I work in, Atlanta, Georgia, 680 The Fan, home of the John Kincaid Show. And the minute 51 is, I said, look, let's say that Matt Ryan, from the time they went up 28-3, snapped the football, and you would only have 2 seconds remaining on the clock, on the play clock. Every single snap, leave 2 seconds. So give yourself a buffer, but leave 2 seconds, but run the clock down every single time. The Atlanta Falcons could have taken a minute 51 off the clock. That was time that was wasted because it was time that was gained for Tom Brady. And the Falcons never lose that Super Bowl if they had any awareness of clock management. To put it in perspective, go back and watch Nick Foles in the Super Bowl versus the Patriots. A game that was a one-score game going back and forth, and a game that the Eagles were trailing in the fourth quarter. Nick Foles snaps the ball, never with more than 3 seconds left on the play clock. And that's a one-score game or a game they were trailing. 3 seconds left, 2 seconds left, 1 second left on the play clock. That's when the Eagles were smart enough to snap the ball. They weren't up 28-3. They weren't up by 2 scores. They weren't up by 1 score and had the awareness to do that. They were running the clock down. That minute 51 gave Brady the time that he needed in the final drive to force overtime to give them a Super Bowl championship. Brooks Koepka, all he needed to do, I've heard some analysis that Brooks Koepka didn't even really have as great a round on Saturday. Brooks Koepka had the exact round that he wanted to have yesterday. Brooks Koepka scores a 70, and he played it completely safe. He knew he had the big lead. He wasn't taking any risks at all because he knew everybody else in the field had to try to catch up to him. I'm reading a piece this morning from one of our competitors. I'm not going to say what network. It says, Brooks Koepka with a rather unimpressive 70. It was unimpressive by purpose. That was his purpose yesterday. He wasn't being aggressive like he was on Thursday and Friday when he's going for the jugular to put up the lead. He knew everybody else has to chase him. So he plays it smart and doesn't give the lead away. He does exactly what Dan Quinn and the Falcons didn't learn. You got a big lead. You must adjust. You've got to adjust. I'm going to welcome you to get in on the conversation today. If you have any thoughts, you can join us on our toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. That toll-free line brought to you by Geico. I got great news for you. Quick way you can save money. Make the switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. I promise I will get to your calls. There are things we fake interest in. I got a perfect example from this weekend. Plus, why a recent Super Bowl champion has been damaged. We'll get to it next. It's the John Kincaid Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.